The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Touchdown!
Parsons has sacked
it. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it into the touchdown.
And now your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Nick Harris, Josh Rodriguez, and Kyle Yeomans.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time in 2023's regular season, it is a Say It With Your Chest Friday here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, live from the Star in Frisco, Texas, in the SWBC studios. It is week 18. It is the final week of the regular season, and the Cowboys get ready to face the Washington Commanders. We've got Isaiah Standback and his...
Indeed.
What do you call him?
Indeed.
Stop.
The Indeed?
This is ridiculous. We've got Josh Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
Ready to roll as well.
Let's go.
Chris Beam in the back.
You gotta roll your R's, Kyle. You gotta roll your R's.
Ready to go?
Rodriguez.
Oh, Josh, I don't want to do that. Why? Unless he wants me to. If he wants me to,
going
to
forward,
roll the
you can
R's.
Only do it that way.
Okay. Josh Rodriguez.
Thank you, sir.
There we go. I'll make it happen from there.
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. So I've got to roll
bad.
It twice?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Rodriguez.
Oh, man. This is good, though.
Yeah.
Good
make
start.
It, make it work. How's
Thank
everybody
you,
doing today?
Excellent.
Yeah?
Go time.
What's going on? Oh, man. You just...
Did you get your super trusted superfood?
You see them sitting right here. I was coming in hot today. I took a client on right before I had to run over here. So
you fought him?
No.
You had to fight them to...
No, I had a personal training client, here? And I told him I would take him at a time. I normally don't go because normally I'm here and I'm watching film and all that jazz. But I said, you know what? Today I got you because he's headed off to college next week. So
I didn't
want to short him. But now I'm here and I grabbed my super trusted superfoods. Got my oats right here. Okay, and got my tea
ready
like I always
roll.
Have. Okay, and I got some vitamins here, Kyle.
Everybody's getting an inside look at the life of Isaiah Standback.
A daily multivitamin, huh?
Oh, these are...
There's like 17 of those things
yeah,
in here.
This is half my vitamin allotment for the day. I normally take about 20, 22 to 20... No, I think.
Do you think one of those is just like a placebo?
Vitamins a day?
Like one of those?
No.
Most of them.
No.
The horse pill one?
Definitely not. Yeah, they're definitely all horse pills. there's just 8 in this pack. There used to be 12 in this pack. They went ahead and consolidated. So there's 8 in this pack, and then I have another 8 in a Ziploc that I... take and then I take some before I go.
How many of those would I have to start taking in order to look like you on a daily basis?
You know, talk to the Lord about that one.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
Disappointing. I was hoping it would just transform me.
Yeah. Just take a pill and then it works.
Yeah.
But my wife challenged me this month. So we have a competition at my facility every year called You Versus You. And you get to pick between whether you want to compete in the performance category, the lean muscle mass gain competition, or body fat percentage loss. And it's an 8-week program. We give you programs and all kinds of stuff, all the guidance, nutritional, everything. Well, my wife wanted to have a competition at the house between her and myself. And my wife's a workout like warrior, right? She works out every day like this, her stress relief. So she called me out. And now anybody who knows me, like, I'm probably not the person to call out competitively.
Yeah. You're a competitive guy.
I'm very competitive. And I wake up in the morning and piss excellence.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
he's all right.
You know, over the last 3 days, you know, since I kicked it in, I haven't even really kicked it in yet. I just mentally I kicked it in. You know, I'm locking in. I've lost 1% body fat and 4.5 pounds already. So
wow.
It's on, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Like Donkey Kong. So today's my first day actually taking my vitamins, and then I'll start working out, and then all that stuff happens.
But now you're telling her, so now she has a goal.
It's okay, but by the end of it, I'm going to look like one of those. It's going to be early Christmas. So, by the time next month happens, I'll be looking like an Under Armour guy that you walk by in the mall, like in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be me. Yeah, one of those guys. The mannequins.
Just looking at the camera.
Aren't you wearing the compression shirts? You know what I'm saying?
I think the true story is he saw that Lyle Collins got signed to the practice
true
squad
that.
And saw how much he was.
I have a chance.
Dang
it, Beamer, you let the cat out of the bag.
Yep.
I walk past the scouts every day and I'm just like, hey, 10-day contract, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
Give me that. I give you
might
one
as well.
Kickoff.
I can do about 40 for the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
All I need is one play on film and then they can put me on IR. That's it, man. I mean, just.
What play would it be?
You could be Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I was thinking it.
There's
you said
two plays.
It. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I might have at least a couple plays left in me.
Okay.
A kickoff.
You want to kick off?
I mean, most kickoffs are out the back of the end zone now, so it's really just
kind of... So you're just running down the field.
Pretty much just jogging
down the field. I think I've got a kickoff in me if I need it. I think I can make it happen.
Don't steal my strategy, sir. They need to change that, by the way.
I'm just trying to, like, avoid everyone.
At this point, they just need to just take kickoff out the game.
I don't like the fair catch going up to the 25, no matter where you are.
As a former kick returner in the NFL, I miss seeing kickoffs.
Yeah.
You know, like genuine kickoff returns where the kickers are struggling to get it to the goal line and you actually have a chance to return the ball. Like, that's an aspect of the game that's missed.
Has there been a single one this year?
They're thinking about changing it.
They need to change it. They need to change it back.
So during the – I remember in the owners' meeting, they told all the coaches that – or the owners to tell the coaches to come up with a concept that they can – that they can implement to change the beginning of the games.
Yeah, it's all competition committee, early stages. They just haven't had a proposal yet that makes sense.
So I can I'll give you one right now. Okay, the most dangerous aspect of the kickoff return portion of the game, okay, trust me, for somebody who was actually on kickoff and kickoff return, was the crackbacks.
Mm-hmm.
If they take away the crackbacks in terms of your blocking schemes on the kickoff return side of things, then the injuries go away. The concussions go away. Like, the probability of you running down and getting a concussion on kickoff is so much lower if you just take out the crackback, because the crackback, I don't see it. Right, we say actually have plays that were like design crackbacks. Like, if we're coming out, we're about to play you, Kyle, and you were a madman on kickoff, and you were just back there just hitting everybody and making tackles on, you know, underneath
that's
the 20.
That's what I was.
I knew you were a beast.
Yeah.
So we would design plays to like kind of put some smoke over here, right, and get your attention over here, and then we would bring somebody around to knock you out.
Hmm.
Literally, like, take him out.
I'd so look to my right, and I see Josh Rodriguez.
Yeah, we will flash over here and get your eyes over there, and it will bring somebody from the other way to simply just send you to Happy Land. Okay? And then we will hope that you get up.
Land.
But like, we'll send you to Happy Land. Right.
Yeah,
so like, if you take that aspect
of the Tweety Birds around.
Tweety Birds, absolutely a Tweety Birds, right? Find your happy place, okay? Happy Gilmore style.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you take that aspect out the game, then it's just all head up. Because as a frontline guy on kickoff return, you're literally sprinting back 25 yards. Mm-hmm. You're turning around. You're buzzing your feet. And then you're using your hands.
And you're hitting.
And you're literally just thudding up with somebody. And you're trying to get good fits so that you can block them in the direction that you want them to go. They already took the wedge out. The wedge was here when I was here as well. That aspect's gone. So if you take the wedge out, if you take the crackbacks out, at least you still have good kickoff returns. Mm-hmm. Now it's just about blocking and fits.
Right.
Yeah,
the contact aspect is gone.
Or, I mean, and kicking it out.
Like, there's not that many guys that get to run free all the way down the field.
Some of these alternate leagues have come up with some fun stuff. Yeah. Like the XFL.
That's my favorite one.
The one where they basically start 10 yards apart.
Five.
I don't like it.
Is it 5 yards apart?
It's 5 yards apart.
Very close.
And the kickoff, the kicking team is at the 35-yard line. Return team is at their own 30.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a part
five yards apart.
I was a part of the relaunch of the XFL. I was working in the front office for the Renegades at the time. So I was a part of like being the one to communicate all those rules to the fans, you know, in terms of the fan engagement. I didn't like it.
Why?
I mean, because like, again, coming from somebody
more
who
opportunity
played,
though, right?
It is. I much rather it be that way than what it is right now here in the NFL.
Sure.
So I would take that as an alternative to what we currently have, but I still don't like it. I just rather, in terms of injuries, just take out the wedge. That's gone. Take out the crackbacks. Now you just have genuine, I'm running down, and I have to try to beat my man who's trying to block me.
Yeah.
I like the XFL way. I'm sorry.
I do like the XFL way, too.
Because
I think there's just
nice.
More opportunities.
You can't run into the ball's kicked.
Exactly. Well, that turns Turpin into a lethal guy, man.
Because then you can actually have returns.
If he breaks one tackle,
I like it
he's
from
gone.
I like it from the fans' perspective, right? So from the XFL side, yes, I love it from the fans' perspective because there's a higher probability of getting a solid kickoff return.
Yeah.
From the assignment side, from the actual players, I hate it for kickoff teams.
Yeah. I just think it brings you more variety in like where the offense is starting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the XFL rule does that. Because you're always just expecting, okay, here's an 80-yard drive, here's an 75-yard drive, here we go.
Yeah. I didn't necessarily have
it up.
It does spice it up a little bit, but I didn't necessarily have the kicking situation, the kickoffs debate on the docket today. I like it, though.
Yeah.
I think it is a debate.
I would love to see what a Bill Belichick does with a rule change like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They have to change something because right now, like,
that's been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. It reinvents the game when you have a mastermind. To a certain
extent. Now, you would much rather watch an extra point right now than a kickoff.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's at least it's
you get
points.
To fly over the national anthem and then let's kick off and
well even the
okay
all right now it's 25. Time to get in your seat and hang out for
we'll
a second.
Get my toasty
even
bills.
The XFL's extra point system is better I feel like in those
than what it used to be
I agree
I think some of those rule changes have worked out just a little bit further
like 1-2 and something
there's a 1-point conversion 2-point and a 3-point conversion
John I remember John saying this multiple times he's like whenever the extra point comes up I'm not even really watching like I disagree I'm watching now
unless you're watching with Maher you know what I'm saying
yeah that's fair let's not talk about that going into the playoffs guys let's not bring that back up all right
he does play for the Rams so
good point the Cowboys made some following transactions on Thursday as a part of our news and notes segment. They signed Lyle Collins, Damian Wilson, Racy McMath, and Sir Roderick Thompson to the practice squad. We talked about McMath and Thompson yesterday. We talked about Wilson and Collins the day before on this show. In order to make room on the practice squad, they had to release a quad of guys, Martavis Bryant, Tyron Billy Johnson, Adam Pankey, and Willington Prevalon. Pankey was a guard, and Willington Prevalon was a defensive tackle. Both Bryant and Billy Johnson were wide receivers.
How do we feel?
What? What are you looking at me for?
I just know that you and Nick were talking about the potential of Martavis Bryant getting in the game and the probability of that happening before Collins. That was a conversation at the beginning of the week.
And we said Collins was the more likely.
Yeah, for sure. I know we're all in agreement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like,
Well,
it was because it was a big name, Martavis Bryant. I mean, they brought him in. Apparently, he looked good early on. And it's just a crowded room. It's one of those things where Tolbert stepped up. Cooks is there. Gallup is still Gallup to a certain extent. And you've got tight ends that you trust at the same time. Nice. So I think for Bryant, it was just bad timing. And they've got young guys that they would rather invest in on the roster, on the practice squad, than maybe offload.
But shouts to him for making the practice squad. I think that's an amazing accomplishment. And to come back after so long and do what he did.
Wish him what? But obviously, the Baltimore Ravens listened to our podcast yesterday. Oof. And they heard you, Kyle. So what are your thoughts now?
Yep. So Dalvin Cook signs with the Baltimore Ravens. Uh-huh. Apparently, according to Schefter, the Cowboys were interested. I haven't heard anything specifically from my end, but whenever it comes to Dalvin Cook, it was a possibility. And I think it was more so just a fit than anything because Dallas is depth-wise a little short on running backs. Hasn't necessarily had a jolt of confidence going into the playoffs with the guys that are toting the rock. The jolt of confidence, though, is Rico Dowdle is back this week, and I just don't think they wanted to. I think if they were going to bring in Dalvin Cook, they would have brought him in for a workout and worked him out first just to kick the tires, see how he is. Instead, the Ravens, I think, just signed him straight up and
they waited
added to a loaded backfield, too.
They waited approximately 7 minutes after he made claim or he didn't get claimed and signed him right away. And, you know, good for them and good for him. Hopefully he makes a deep playoff run or
they've
hopefully
got a
not
stacked if you're the backfield. Cowboys. Have you seen some of the guys that they've got back there? Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
You mean they're another team
crazy.
That just loads up on talent for no reason? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah, they're really
that might
good.
Be in this
running back room after adding Dalvin Cook. Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, Melvin Gordon III, Dalvin Cook, and then on injured reserve they have J.K. Dobbins and Keaton Mitchell. And then also, not to mention, their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, is pretty darn good at running ball.
Not bad for a running back, right?
Not bad. Not bad. He's probably going to be MVP running back. Other than that, a couple guys did not practice yesterday. 8 in total for the Cowboys. A couple of them, don't worry too much about. Zach Martin, rest. Tyron Smith, rest. Wanya Thomas was with an illness. Tyler Smith was still on the bands yesterday, dealing with a foot. Did not practice. Ankle and illness, did not practice for Malik Hooker. That's probably a concern. And then a couple guys popped up that were fine on Wednesday and then ended up going into Thursday as a DNP. Chauncey Golston, Chuma Edoga, and Dorrance Armstrong. For Golston, it was an illness. Udoga, it was an illness. And then Dorrance Armstrong was an ankle injury. Those were the updates. What was that?
Something's going around.
Yeah, something's going around. Get it out of the way now, right? Rico Dowdle was a full participant. So was Viliami Fajoko. And then Jonathan Hankins was limited again yesterday.
What do you think Viliami Fajoko, what are they trying to do with him? Do you think they're trying to get a look at him for next year?
Possibly. I think they're going to just want depth on the defensive front, if I'm being honest.
But he's a DN.
He's a DN, but I think they want him to move inside. I don't know that for
sure. How heavy is he, you think, right now?
Huh?
How heavy?
He was a tweener coming out. I mean, he was like 280, 290. He could add on some more coming out. Let me see if I can find the exact weight. So he's
smaller than Mozzie right now?
Yeah, he's smaller than Mozzie. He was a defensive end at San Jose State. Or San Jose. But with where they're going, I think they may want him to move inside.
I feel like Isaiah's say a lot.
Yeah, what do you think?
Every time he goes,
He always asks these poking questions.
Yes, he really does.
Back to me, where he's like, so you think they're just getting a look at him and then they'll just let him go? Like Isaiah, I don't want to say that here. Guys, come on now. What do you think? He really wants me to ask the question.
It is back. Friday. I mean, you're supposed to
say it with your chest.
I don't know what they're doing with him, honestly.
Yeah.
That has no knock on his abilities.
Well, we haven't seen him.
It's a very deep position.
He was 275 coming out of school at the combine.
I'm curious as to what he might be right now. But
yeah, I think he may be a little bigger out of San Jose State.
I don't know. I mean, it's a very stacked position. Right. I mean, you forgot that you even had Dante Fowler on this team. No disrespect to him. And he shows up last week. You're like, oh, crap, I forgot
he's been showing out.
Yeah.
A couple times.
A few times this season. Mm-hmm. More than a few. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been solid, I'd say.
Yeah. But you almost forget that he's there. At least me. I forgot that he was there. And I was like, oh, crap, Colin and I are watching the game. I'm like, oh, shoot, look at that dude.
Hey, look.
There.
You know, it's Dante Fowler.
You got Armstrong. You got him. You got Micah. I mean, you got D-Law. I mean, you got a lot of dudes at that position. So it's hard. You got Sam Williams. It's hard to break that lineup. So now bringing, Viliami Fajoko up, it's like, is it special teams?
Maybe.
That's a good.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, you've as a defensive end, you've got Micah, D-Law, Sam Williams, Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler Jr., and then you've got Viliami Fajoko and Tyrus Wheat. Those are your other two guys.
Wheat's a specialist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, I can see it from that perspective because I know that Bones likes to use these defensive ends, big linebackers, big, or lighter defensive ends type guys on special teams because they're tweeners, right? They can do pretty much everything. They can be on punt team. They can be on kickoff return. They can be on punt return. I mean, they can do pretty much everything on special teams. It's a good size to be at for that and athleticism. So maybe that's the play.
Yeah.
May see what contributions he can make there. Maybe they feel like they're lacking in some spots. Bones is a genius, so I'm not going to put anything past him.
And then in the interior of that defensive line, you've got Jonathan Hankins, Osa, Mozzie, Chauncey Golston, who was an edge rusher out of college, and they moved inside. Neville Gallimore, and then that's it. So maybe it's just a depth piece. You can move some things around. It is kind of interesting whenever you bring in a guy like Viliami Fajoko and put him back on the active roster whenever you only have two active linebackers total. And that's Marquise Bell and Damone Clark. What happens if one of those guys, knock on wood, what happens when one of them go down?
Wheat stands up.
Is that what it is? You just back him off?
Wheat stands up, or you bring down bring down one of your safeties.
Yeah, bring down Curse.
Wanye. It's Wanye.
It probably would be.
Yeah, it's Wanye.
And you did, for sure, Tyler Smith not playing this week? Is that what we think?
No, it's just speculation.
Yeah, that's the speculation.
He tore his fascia, right?
Plantar fascia. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just swelling at that point.
Hey, talk to Nate Newton about this because he did it to where he tore it.
He felt better.
And he went straight back into practice the next day.
Yeah.
He said it's all about pain tolerance is all it is because it's going to have to heal regardless.
So Big Nate just went straight back in the game.
That's a
different guy.
It's all about pain tolerance. And Nate Newton tore his. He said, next day, get me back in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Nate Newton.
He's built different.
I don't think Tyler Smith is completely out of the question. Today, the official designations come out. He'll be a questionable.
He'll play.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think he's going to play. He did not practice. He was on the bands.
I think they're probably holding him back.
From getting back out there?
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
I don't get the sense that he's a guy, he's like, hey, man, I just don't think I can go.
Well, would you rather him? I know this is
that was my impersonation.
That was pretty good.
This is a must win, according to Dak and Zach Martin, absolutely just to get that two seed, to treat it like a playoff game. I get it.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
No, win the game.
I have a question for you.
But if Tyler Smith is not available this week, I'm okay with TJ Bass going up against Washington, even though the best part of their team is the interior of the defensive line.
When we come back from break, Kyle.
Yes.
Got a question
for
you.
You got a question?
Okay.
Okay. Did you just send us to break?
Absolutely. Who is the first person that you sit if you get up by 21 in the first half?
Okay. We'll answer that question and give you some key matchups when we come back right after this with more Talking Cowboys.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys, and now he's on his phone, on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper is the one you deserve.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, this portion of the show is brought to you by Quaker Oats, a super trusted superfood. Quaker Oats, the official oatmeal sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys. We've already hit it. Isaiah got him in.
That's right.
It's already done.
It's in my system. It's already working.
Before we get to Isaiah's great question, we did have yesterday afternoon, Adam Schefter of ESPN tweeted this out. Really cool. It's from the NFLPA. So the NFL Players Association asked its players to vote on the league's top offensive, defensive, and special teams coordinators. The results of the vote of the three coordinator spots, and the Cowboys are represented in the top five of all three. Top five offensive coordinators: Frank Smith from the Dolphins, Thomas Brown from the Panthers, which I think is kind of interesting. And then you've got Brian Schottenheimer as third from the Dallas Cowboys.
Shout out, Shotty.
By the way, Kellen Moore on that list. Kellen Moore is fifth, so not too far behind. But Brian Schottenheimer at three, and then Kellen Moore at five. Top five defensive coordinators: Aaron Glenn, AG. The Lions. You're real close with AG.
I'm not real close, but he's a teammate.
Yeah, he was a Cowboy, right?
Respect.
Yep. AG with the Lions, Steve Wilkes with the San Francisco 49ers.
That's my guy right there.
And then Dan Quinn is in third with the Dallas Cowboys. Awesome. I think you could argue maybe he could be higher, but Wilkes and Glenn have had great years, so I'm not going to argue.
AG was my former teammate, and Wilkes was my old coach at University of Washington.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's just guys who Isaiah Stanback's had the chance to touch. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what
he
it is.
He brought one of my former teammates on staff with him to coach with him.
We need to have like a 6 degrees of Isaiah Stanback. Like it's you know, you're 6 degrees away from like interacting
from anybody
with
in
Isaiah
the world.
Stanback. It's
Kevin Bacon, right?
But Isaiah. Yes, but Isaiah Stanback sports.
And then special teams coordinators. Would anybody like to guess where John Fossil is ranked among special teams coordinators? Number 3. Josh says number 1. He is number 1. He's the top ranked among the players, the NFLPA.
I think he's the most iconic special teams
and
coordinator.
Fun.
Yeah.
He just landed both his punter and kicker in the Pro Bowl. And I asked a little bit about John yesterday when talking with both of those guys. And, I mean, they love John Fossil. Because Brian Anger was with John Fossil previously. Yeah. And then Brandon Aubrey was picked up by John Fossil incognito, wearing sunglasses and a hat to try and stand out from the crowd or stay hidden in the crowd in a USFL game with the Birmingham Stallions this past offseason. So
I wonder if that's a goal of his, to get all three specialists to be Pro Bowlers every year.
I'm sure.
You should ask him that, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Makes locker room access.
Gonna have to. All right. Before we get into key matchups, you posed the question.
I did, Kyle. The question was, if this game turns into a blowout like you will hope to, that's your game plan, right? Have a blowout in
Put
the
them
first
away.
Half so that you can rest your players, because you don't get a bye week going into the playoffs. You have a game next weekend.
Right.
Okay? You don't have the one seed. You possibly have the two if you take care of business. So being that that's the case, you want to try to get as much rest as possible and alleviate the potential of injuries. Who is the first person that you rest?
CeeDee Lamb. Done. Take him off the field. He's your offense.
Dak Prescott. Yeah. It's a basic answer, but I mean, take Dak off the field. And it's been a proven thing that they've done all year. Mm-hmm. Once they're up that big in the fourth, you take out Dak.
They kind of take out everybody. Like basically, at the same time, they kind of go poof. But if I had to choose one, give me CeeDee.
Tyron Smith, of course.
I'm going with Dak as well.
Yeah.
I get it. It's the quarterback position.
Okay, so let's go 3 guys.
Okay.
Dak, CeeDee. Micah.
Oof.
Oof.
And DeMarcus tricky. Lawrence.
Oof.
Dak, CeeDee. Yeah, offensive line. I mean, Zach Martin.
Yeah, so you just so you just forget about the defense.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
What you going with
there?
Dak, Micah, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Tell them to text this one.
Yeah, give us a text. Top three guys that you would pull out of the game first if the Cowboys do indeed take care of business in Washington. 817-290-3298. Who are your other two?
But see, we're taking questions on this, and
who
now
they replace them with? Just bring those questions. Text those in too.
I'm going Dak, Zach, Tyron.
And for the fans, to be clear, Trey Lance is an emergency quarterback.
Yes.
If we take out Dak, it has to be
Cooper Rush.
It has to be Cooper Rush.
Unless they make Trey Lance active on the roster as the third quarterback.
Or unless
they can do.
Unless Rush rolls his ankle running out to the huddle.
No. Because then you would have to put Dak in the game.
Right.
Dak has to go back.
Dak would have to
both
go back
quarterbacks
in.
Have to be injured in order for Trey Lance to be.
Yeah, it can't. You
injured.
Can't have like a Cooper Rush. Both.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. No, can't do that.
He would have spit wad.
Mm-hmm. Might lose draft picks if you do that.
Ow! You're medically out, sir. All right, no, that's good.
He's medically out because his tummy hoy
for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going all offense as well, Kyle. I'm taking out Zach.
See, I told you about the poking questions.
Yeah.
You just forgot about the defense.
I'm going Zach and Tyron and Dak. Zach, Tyron, Dak. The reason why is because you don't feel good about the replacements for those guys. There would be a tremendous drop-off in production if you lose any of those guys.
You know what? I'm even going to go a step further, and I'm going to take Dak out of the fold, because if you're taking out any offensive lineman at all, any of your starting five, Dak better not be in the backfield.
He's automatically out.
So I think there's 5 guys ahead of Dak on that list, in my opinion. And I think they're all 5 of the offensive linemen. if we're being honest, I still want to hide CeeDee too, but I would take CeeDee out first and let some of those other guys get some run with Dak. And then as soon as that offensive line is upended at all, get 4 out of the game.
Beamer, who you going with?
Well, Dak's going to be number 1, but you know, I'd probably take Mike out just because, you know, unless he needs like a couple more.
He's got like one sack. Speed. That's
the thing. He's got one speed.
So you leave Mike. Okay, so Mike is coming out. You got Dak coming out. And who's your third?
Probably Tyron.
Tyron.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Tyron is probably a sure bet.
Yeah,
we all know. Remember when CD had to get 19 yards to break what was that record?
The record, yeah,
right. And we had the conversation on the sideline where what it's like, I need 19 yards, and Dak's like, guess we're going back in, guys. And then he walks away off camera, talks to Schottenheimer, and he goes, hey man, they're taking me out. You're going back in. Coop's got you. Don't worry. Coop's got you.
Coop's got you, man.
So we all know who's coming out first.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point.
Let us know. Who would you have that conversation with? 817-290-3298.
The texts are coming in, by the way. It's great.
Yeah. Can you send me a code real quick while you're at it? No.
You're blocked, sir.
No access for you.
Yeah, you no access right now. I can hear him in Beamer's mic's background, just ring, ring, but I can't see him yet. Let's go into key matchups, and I'll sprinkle in some
right.
of these answers.
I'm no Nick Harris, but I did put together a few key matchups.
But you're Josh Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. All right, Daron Payne versus whoever is facing him on the offensive line. So either Tyler Smith or TJ Bass or whoever. I mean, he's going to be in the left defensive tackle position, right? Mm-hmm. Daron Payne is a monster. I don't want to see him that much.
What about his comrade?
Go ahead.
Jared Allen?
Oof. Oof.
You said what? What'd you say?
What'd I say?
Did you say Jared Allen?
I did say Jared Allen. Sorry.
Jonathan Allen?
No, Jonathan Allen.
Sorry. I had flashbacks from Minnesota.
I was like, wait, what?
Sorry. He was a monster.
See, I know he was. I was like, is he still in the league?
And they're not give-up guys either. Like, they want to win this game, even though that would kind of – actually, do they want to win this game?
I think they're disruptors.
The players do. The players want to win this game.
So going back to yesterday's conversation, don't poke the bear, because then you're going to have them – with a sole mission of just messing you up.
Yep, right.
I have a personal vendetta to mess up your seating.
No matter the score.
You know what I'm saying? Like, forget this. This organization is in turmoil right now. They're trying to turn it around. But now I got a problem with you. So now I'm going to mess up your second seat.
Well, and think about it. It's not going to take much to poke the bear in a scenario like this, because no one across the NFL, no one is talking about the Washington Commanders. Correct. Because they're not the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not relevant
just
from
don't
a
make
playoff
it personal.
Standpoint.
Don't make it personal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if it gets personal, it'll be very quick to say, I want you guys to talk about me at least going into the offseason. I want you to talk about the Commanders. You want to put good film on tape. You want to play for your coach. There's a lot of motivational factors there. Is it going to be enough to will them to a victory? Probably not. But no one, and I mean no one, is talking about the Washington Commanders. We've got a stat sheet that the NFL sends out to the clubs throughout the week. And on that stat sheet, usually it's about 50-50 for each team. Stats for the Cowboys, stats for their opponent, and whatever it ends up being. This week it was 100% Cowboys stats. There was not a single Washington stat on there.
Oof.
The whole week. Like, that just shows nobody really is looking at Washington. So
Commanders.
Washington. I mean, people look up Washington on Monday. We're in the NFL. We're not talking college.
I didn't say anything. I just said Commanders.
Yeah, okay.
I think
they've had a lot of names, Kyle.
But like you said, you
made me think that I said the nickname, and I thought that was the joke you were making, and I was like, wait a second.
You can't make it personal. That's the last thing you want to do is make this personal. Anyways, make sure you text in who we're going to be sitting after we blow out these guys.
Let it be known.
My next key matchup would be Brian Robinson Jr. versus DeMarcus Lawrence, question mark? Or
D-Law,
question mark?
Cedric Angerman.
Jonathan Hankins, is how is he looking? Would you guys want Jonathan Hankins to play this game?
Yes.
Yeah?
A little bit, just to get some run.
You need to rev up. Yeah. Rev up. Give him two quarters.
I think if he's healthy, you
wait. Nope. Two quarters. Rev up.
Yeah? Just
rev
two.
Him up.
Snap count. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even think I would even limit it to quarters. I would just do snap count and limit them there.
I hear that.
I want the running game to be stopped yet again this week. Granted, the Lions had some pop-off runs, but I think overall we held them pretty good.
Held them under the season average.
Exactly.
Gave up 100 yards, but under the season average is a good step in the
right
direction.
And then I just want to see DeMarcus Lawrence continue his streak of stopping the run. And I think we talked about that earlier this year, is who is the more valuable run stopper, Jonathan Hankins or DeMarcus Lawrence? And both have made their case this year. I mean, obviously you see how the Cowboys played without Jonathan Hankins, but you see how DeMarcus Lawrence has stepped up and stopped the run. very effectively over the last 2 weeks. And then my third and final matchup, Kyle, if you want to continue on with this, you're more than welcome to. Mm-hmm. But yet again, I'm calling on Kevontae Turpin. Mm. Come on, dude. Tressway versus Kevontae Turpin. Kick it to him. How about you? You punt.
Why not?
Punt in his direction. Let's see what happens.
Let's do it.
Come on.
You've been clamoring for this for weeks.
I see it. It's on my vision board, guys. I see Kevontae Turpin returning.
Josh Tradamus. It's going to happen. When it happens, I think everybody is going to tag you on every tweet. And it's going to be incredible. It'll be great.
And I tried talking to him. I was like, Kevontae, like, you really need to, you know, go out there and do this. And he was like, get away from me. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Mm. I like it. Here are some of the text messages. We've got a ton of them, like Beamer was saying. If Dak's not out first, it needs to be Tyron. That's Mario from South Texas. Take out Martin, Tyron, and Dak. So agrees with what Isaiah Stanback's saying here. Dakota, Tyron, Micah, replaced with Lance, Adoga, Sam Williams. So in that case, you would put Lance as your third active quarterback. He cannot be the emergency quarterback. Dakota, Rain, and Prescott. I like that one. That's all three. Dak. That's it. Dakota Rain.
Did you see what he did?
I see exactly what he did.
Yeah. Well, that's what he did.
DRP.
He did it.
I mean,
DRP.
Or she.
Abe in Vegas says, Isaiah, thanks for whooping our ass on New Year's. LOL. Three are Dak, Micah, and Tyron. I think he's a Texas fan.
I know he's a Texas fan.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you very much for respect.
D-Law, CD, Dak, Micah, then the offense.
Dak is just such a, like, of course.
Yeah.
So I think maybe your three should just be who, aside from Dak.
Aside from Dak, yeah. This one says Dak, Tyron, CD. Dak, Tyrone, CD.
Tyrone.
Tyron first, then Zach and CD. Yep. I mean, it's pretty consensus here. Yeah, that's kind of the overall look from it. Thanks for texting in. If you want to be a part of our Pick'em segment, 888-855-2297. Had a couple really good weeks last week, a couple really bad weeks. We're going to talk about it when we come back and we pick the Week 18 slate in the NFL with more Talking Cowboys right after this.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a Coffee Club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to BlackRifleCoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is four of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at GetJackBlack.com/Cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's GetJackBlack.com/Cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, this segment of the show is brought to you by Invisalign, the official smile of the Dallas Cowboys. We have Isaiah Stanback, Josh Rodriguez, Chris Beam in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans. We've got a Talking Cowboys standings update. Gentlemen, it's the final week of the regular season. Final week.
Good season, Kyle.
Good season. Good season. Isaiah's out of it.
Yeah, I am.
He went 1-5 last week.
That's okay.
Still like to see your opponents.
I like to see my opponents.
That's a throwback. Yeah, I just like to see where everybody's at. Yeah, right. They're 10
I
games.
Shared it with. I won last year, so I figured I'd just share it this year.
Isaiah's that one guy that's like, I was planning on losing
Isaiah
this whole time.
Isaiah did win last year.
Oh, so, yeah?
Sometimes you got to create space for your friends. Mm-hmm. I share.
Inclusive.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Got it.
For all my naysayers out there.
Josh, last week, had a good week. 4-2 last week. Nick Harris also went 4-2 last week. However, John Machota and the fans both went 5-1.
Dang.
Big weeks for the fans. They were represented last week by Tyrone in Georgia. He did a phenomenal job, went 5-1.
Good job, Tyrone.
I had my worst week of the year, gentlemen. I went 2-4.
Oof.
Went 2-4. So the fans picked up 3 games on me. They are only 3 games back now.
So this week is importante.
This is importante. And we will pick the wild card round, and we will pick the divisional round as well. Yeah. So there are some games coming up. So there's still room to work.
But we can go.
I'm in first place, followed by the fans, who are in second. They are 3 games back.
Is that high like that?
4 games back from me is Nick Harris. 5 games back from me is John Machota. And then a full 13 games back from me is Isaiah Stanback.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Looking like a mid-baseball team at the end of the season.
That's right, son.
With that double-digit games back.
My winning
in the
percentage is
column.
A great batting average.
You talk about a batting average, you're just above .500.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Killing it.
How great. Josh Rodriguez is 20 games above .500.
We're not talking about baseball for him.
37-17.
We're not talking about baseball for him.
It's insane. Josh
in more than one way, I'm better than Isaiah Stanback.
Josh would
be a genie with that computer.
Killing it. All right. Our guest picker this week is Drew in Houston. What's up, Drew? You're on Talking Cowboys.
H-Town.
How's it going, man? Appreciate y'all having me on today. Just want to give y'all a shout out because I've been listening to y'all get my news and notes for the past about 3 or 4 years
there
now.
There you go.
I'm excited to be able to pick.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it, and we're glad that you get to learn alongside and have some fun with us today. We've got 6 games, 5 of which are within the NFL, and then, of course, the Cowboys game at the end. And I tried to pick playoff caliber games that have playoff implications, so that way it's not like backup quarterbacks and
that's
crazy
the games
like
you
that.
Definitely should have picked. No. Those are the more unsecure ones.
No,
this is facts. But no. I like your thinking here.
I'm just trying to keep it fair. Texans
breaks down.
Trying win is what he's trying to do.
Texans at the Colts. Winner basically it locks up a possible spot in the AFC playoff picture.
Yep.
Drew, we'll start with you on that one.
I know I'm here in Houston, but I'm tired of hearing all my friends talk about all that mess about Houston. So I'm going to take the Colts here.
Wait a second. Are Houston fans talking mess about the Texans over the Cowboys?
They're just trying to give me a bunch of mess about C.J. Stroud over Dak Prescott. So I ain't having none of that.
Ooh. He's had a great season. I don't want to discount C.J. Stroud, but stop. I mean, just tell your friends to stop.
I don't.
That's bad.
He's not that guy, pal.
No. Not yet. What you want? Texans or Colts?
Stroud's back, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I want Stroud.
Okay.
Give me Stroud.
Just to go along with my friend Drew, I'm going to go with the Colts to win it. Go Colts.
Get it
done.
He's so angry.
I am angry. I don't like Houston at all. Astros, no. Rockets, they don't have a hockey team. Thank goodness.
I have to go down there. Don't.
That's bad. Falcons at the Saints. Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints. This is in the Superdome. Isaiah, you were just there, so we'll let you start that off. Ooh.
Oh, what kind of dog?
Is that a husky?
It's my black lab. Sorry about that.
Oh, you good? That's
no.
Okay. Got some bass in the voice. I'm with it.
He said it with his chest.
I'm going with the Ludacris boys.
What is that?
Ludacris is from Atlanta, Kyle.
Oh, I didn't
You've
know.
You've never seen the movie ATL, dude?
No, actually. Wow. I'm not. Yeah.
Wow.
So he's from... Okay, so there you go. Ludacris, Falcons, got it. Go.
Jamal Anderson.
As far as play of implications, does this mean... What does this mean?
Falcons keep their hopes alive, even though they're very, very, very slim hopes. And then the Saints...
And the Saints. Yeah.
Saints got to win.
Let me go with ATL too. As well.
Actually, I think the Falcons are eliminated. Ludacris but the Force. Saints are, like, very... Very fringe. Oh. I'm going to go with the Saints to win it at home. Drew.
Disruptors.
I'm going to take the Saints with you, Kyle.
There you go. I like it. Hey, we've agreed on both of these. Nice job, Drew. I like it.
I see what Bears, you're doing, Kyle. You're trying to pick the same as the fans.
No, right. I picked before the fans. Just
real quick, before that pick. Okay.
Yes.
If Carolina beats Tampa, mm-hmm. whoever wins the Atlanta-New Orleans game Boom. Wins division.
Mm.
Now, Carolina has to beat Tampa.
For that to happen.
For that to happen.
So it is. So the Falcons are not eliminated.
They're not eliminated.
They just got slim chance.
If Carolina beats Tampa Bay, the winner of the Atlanta-New Orleans game wins division.
Is Tampa playing their guys?
Tampa's got to play their guys.
I think so.
They're not locked in, so they've got to play their guys. All right. Thank you, Beam. Bears at Packers. It's one of the longest-standing – actually, it is the longest-standing rivalry in the NFL – Packers trying to lock up a spot in the playoffs as well. Josh, I'll start with you.
Packers. I hate to say it, but go with the Packers.
I'm going Fields.
Ooh, the Bears?
Yeah, Fields. He had the lick in his eye. He got a little twinkle. He wants to prove a point.
They have the number one pick in the draft, right?
Yes.
Fields doesn't care about
because
that.
Because of Carolina, obviously, though.
Like I said, Fields doesn't care about that first overall pick.
Okay. No. Right. No, he doesn't. I'm going to take the Packers at home at Lambeau. They're trying to get into the playoffs. Drew?
I'm going to take the Packers as well. I think what Jordan Love has been cooking up has been really special recently. And I hope that somehow we end up playing against them in the playoffs so we can get our redemption for 2014 and 2016.
I like it. This is the game that has probably the most significance on who Dallas is going to play this week. Are going into the wild card round, and it's the Rams at the 49ers. Both teams are resting guys, so I threw one little interesting tidbit in there. Both teams starting their backups. Who do you think wins this one? Rams
one team's
at 49ers.
Backups are substantially deeper than the others.
The Rams?
Going with the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm taking San Fran.
Going with the Rams.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I like it, Josh.
I'll take San Fran as well.
Yeah, take San Fran. I like it.
The Rams.
You're mad, man.
Let's All see. Right. Bills at Dolphins.
You're crazy, man.
This is the nightcap of the final week of the regular season. Bills at Dolphins. Winner takes the division. That's just plain and simple. This is going to be a fun matchup. That's I'm really excited to watch this one once the Cowboys whoop up on the Commanders. What do you got this one, Josh?
The Buffalo Bills are taking it.
I didn't like how Miami looked last week either. I'm going to take the Bills. I think they're on a mission. Dolphins.
You know I'm going with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
You think that McDaniels is going to have two games like that? You're crazy.
Mm.
You're crazy, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like you, but you're
True.
Crazy.
So the Bills have been the hottest team in the NFL, I think, recently. But I'm going to have to go against it because I don't want to have the same picks as Kyle.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Dolphins.
I like it. I like this. Drew's out here representing for the fans.
Drew's awesome.
This is good. This is good stuff. All right, Cowboys at Commanders. 3:25 kickoff on Sunday. Cowboys win. They take the division. That's it. I'm not even going to give the other scenario. Just win the damn game. That's plain and simple. Win the game. Cowboys at Commanders. Drew, who you got?
I'm taking the Cowboys. I think we start out to a little bit of a rocky start, but then we start to blow them out. Once we pull away, we rest our guys like y'all were talking about. I'm going to take 34-14.
34-14. Drew, thanks so much for all the support. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Appreciate y'all.
There he goes. Drew in Houston, representing in H-Town.
Shouts to Drew. That's exactly how I see the game going as well.
Yeah.
I mean, score notwithstanding, but I'm feeling the same thing.
What's your score?
Let me do Cowboys 27, Commanders 13.
Okay.
27-13, to page out of Jimmy Johnson's book, we will win the ball game.
Love it. I'm going to say Cowboys... It's going to be like a weird score. It always is in Washington. It's never like a straightforward score. I'll say like Cowboys 33 and Washington
33-13. Just something that's weird fair. Like that. Yeah. That's kind of how it is.
34-17, Cowboys.
34-17, plain and simple.
We're all sort of on the same page.
We want the ball, and we're going to score.
I don't think any of us think this is going to just be an absolute dismantling.
Schmacking.
But is it going to be a handy win? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't think they blow them out and put up a 40-burger, and it's just a party on the sideline.
I think by halftime, it's going to be like, okay, what are we doing? Like, are we going to put them away? Or, you know, and then after halftime, we'll
you'll put them away.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully it happens before halftime. Maybe it's like 37-6 at the break. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. You can just kind of pitter patter down the stretch and make it work from there. But we'll see.
We're winning this game.
Isaiah,
Kyle,
next time we see you, Michigan will have won their first national championship.
We'll see him on Monday.
No, we won't. Oh, we will see him. Sorry.
He's going to drive down.
I just wanted to be a hater. That's all it was.
Kyle just wants to get rid of me.
I just wanted to be a hater. Yeah, we'll see. That's right. You're driving down Monday. So we'll talk about national championships.
Double J's helicopter, and I'll be there soon.
That's what it was. Will you be back for Tuesday's show then?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. That does it for us. Hope you had as much fun as we did throughout the week previewing this matchup. Next time we will be on the air. It will be playoff time.
Let's go.
That's the next time we'll be on the air. So that'll be fun. Playoff time starting on Monday, and we'll get you ready for the wild card round and whoever Dallas will be playing out of the long list of possible opponents heading into this final week of the regular season. For Chris Beam, Isaiah Stanback, Josh Rodriguez, Nick Harris, John Machota earlier in the week, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long. We'll see you on Monday. Go Cowboys. Take the division.
Woo!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?